The prospect of entering treatment is overwhelming for anyone facing a diagnosis of cancer. While patients have access to a vast amount of medical information online, the advice is often unreliable or confusing. In their new book, Living with Cancer, doctors Vicki Jackson and David Ryan have crafted a step-by-step guide aimed at helping people grasp what's happening to them while coping physically and emotionally with cancer treatment. Again, the name of the new book is Living with Cancer, a step-by-step guide for coping medically and emotionally with a serious diagnosis. And we welcome Drs. Vicki Jackson and David Ryan to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
So, Vicki, let us begin with you of how this book came to be and what the motive was in trying to put a guide like this together.
Yeah, it's interesting. It really came out of several conversations that Dave and I would have about how we were often on the phone with friends and family who either were being newly diagnosed with cancer or their loved ones were, and all of the uncertainty that they had and the advice that they needed to navigate that time. And, you know, Dave said to me, Vicki, you and I tell the same stories all the time. We should write a book to be able to empower patients and families to get the best care that they can achieve in their local setting. You know, and our goal with the book is really to empower patients and families to be able to, you know, demystify the cancer diagnosis and experience and help them live as well as they can in the setting of that diagnosis and treatment.
And David, I was taken by the outline of the book of not only the physical here, but also the emotional, which plays such a large role.
Yeah, one of the big ideas of the book is to show at what we do at Mass General in Boston in combining the patient experience with both an oncologist and a palliative care physician at the same time. That's one of the ways we've innovated the cancer experience for patients, and we found that combining a palliative care physician with an oncologist does give that patient the best chance for the best case scenario and to do as well as they possibly can as they go through their cancer journey.
Vicki Jackson, we should note, is the chief of palliative care at Mass General Hospital. David Ryan is the chief of hematology and oncology at Mass General Hospital. When it comes to living with cancer, what is the, because that's becoming more normal now that people can live with the disease as opposed to it being a death sentence, correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. The fastest growing group of patients with cancer are patients who are living with their cancer, not in the first year or the last year with it, but actually living with it. And many times patients now are living with cancer for 5+ years on and off therapy with their cancer.
Now, Vicki, you outline in the book one of the things that the two of you do in putting this guide together is how to work with the doctors, how to work with the nurses, how to work with the nurse practitioners to make life as full as possible as you're dealing with this cancer and to minimize the symptoms. I assume that begins from the moment you are diagnosed.
That's absolutely right. You know, what I always say to patients when I'm first meeting them is, I wish you didn't need to become a competent, capable cancer patient, but you will, right? What I always say to patients is, it doesn't matter how savvy you are or competent you are in other areas of your life, unless you've been in this cancer space before, it's all incredibly disorienting. And so part of it is understanding the language, understanding how to advocate for yourself, understanding that just because you're going through treatment with chemotherapy doesn't mean that you should expect that you have nausea that is not treated. And that, you know, our real goal in the book is to empower patients and families to ask the right questions, to engage their medical team so their medical team can be of the most help to them.
You talk about that understanding the language, and you write in the book a lot about understanding the prognosis and translating what doctors mean when they describe the tests and the treatments and the medical procedures. And David, I assume that brings up two points to me. One is that this is all very confusing, and two, what the doctor's responsibility is to make sure that the patient understands what they have and what's going on.
That's right. So understanding your prognosis, or what we call prognostic awareness, is probably the most difficult thing that we have to convey as a treatment team to the patient. And oftentimes patients can't hear what we're saying. I tell the story in the book about this CFO that I was taking care of, who had a type of pancreatic cancer that was rare. It's called a pancreatic endocrine cancer. And we would go over the prognosis and what the expectations were over and over. Each visit we would do it again. And I thought she was getting it, and she was going home. At the time, she had teenage boys at home. And only to find out 3 or 4 years later, she told me that she didn't hear a word I was saying. Every time that I would go over the prognosis, she would start counting in her head backwards by threes from 100. And that was her way that she had learned over the years to calm down in these boardroom meetings where she was the CFO. And she was using that same technique to just get through my visit. And so the book can act as a reference guide to say, oh, yeah, that's what she said, that's what he said, and go back and forth. And you can open the book when you want to open the book and you feel comfortable dealing with prognostic awareness, or you can just use it as a tool to say, okay, when I go back in, I'm going to talk about these stories that they bring up in the book so that we can have an easier conversation.
Anything you want to add to that, Vicki?
No, I think that Dave's absolutely right, is that there are two issues here. One is, it is the clinician's, the treatment team's responsibility to talk to patients about this, and that takes skill and patience and time, and that we also have to meet the patient where they're at. There are sometimes when patients are not ready to hear it. And, you know, what I always hope is that if we're in a situation where the illness isn't cured, that patients have enough time to be able to make sense of the diagnosis and integrate what's happening. And sometimes they actually do and can come back around to saying, I need this information because it helps me plan for my family, or I need this information. But that is sometimes, just as Dave's saying in that story, we will tell patients, but it's just too painful to integrate. And so this is why it's not one conversation. It's a partnership over the course of treatment in the illness, and it's multiple conversations.
I do think it's interesting in the book because you talk about it seems like every patient is different, and yet there are rules of thumb here in looking at how a patient reacts to chemotherapy, how a patient reacts to certain therapies, timelines, and so forth. And knowing that going in for you as a doctor and giving, not giving false hope to the patient, but giving them some ballpark is all part of it, isn't it?
It sure is. I would say half of our time with patients is spent dealing with the issues around prognostic awareness and helping people understand their illness and their cancer. And half of the time is actually spent dealing with the symptoms, either from the cancer or the treatment that they're going through. And so coming in and out of those conversations is a skill set that we learn over the years, but is made, I would say, my skill set improved dramatically when I started working side by side with Vicki and the other palliative care doctors. And that was a real revelation to me. I thought I was pretty good at it, and only to find out that, wow, I could be a lot better at it. And some people actually have a way of talking to patients that is a much better way of communicating, and many of the palliative care doctors do. And I think that's one of the magic sauce to the relationship between palliative care and oncology.
I think your point, though, about helping patients make sense of what the likely trajectory is, whether that's with this particular chemotherapy treatment or the illness overall, and helping them be able to do as well as they can in that setting, right? So I'm always saying to patients, you're going to learn with this new chemotherapy regimen what days are days where you feel crummy and what days where you feel well, and what do you want to do during those days when you feel well, and how can we help you feel less crummy on those days when you don't yourself feel when you're not feeling well. And so I do think there is, you know, we always say to patients, what's the next thing we're looking forward to? I'm forever having patients plan whatever their next trip is or think about that next family event. Because although this may be a serious illness that isn't curable, it doesn't mean that there aren't lots of things that are really wonderful, beautiful things we can hope for and partner with the patient to be able to achieve those goals.
And we only have about 30 seconds left, but you do also, Vicki, in the book, talk about of people of concerns, very practical concerns of dealing with the end of life.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one piece that's really important is that patients, you know, want to be well cared for. They don't want to be a burden to their family. Patients and families often have little sense about what to expect. So our hope in the last third of the book, if those are issues that are coming forward for people, that there is a resource and a guide about how to think about the final phase of somebody's life after a cancer diagnosis.
The name of the book is Living with Cancer. Vicki Jackson is the Chief of Palliative Care at Mass General Hospital. David Ryan, Chief of Hematology and Oncology at Mass General. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Great pleasure.
Thank you.
Again, the name of the book, Living with Cancer, published by Johns Hopkins Press. You're listening to The Roundtable.